luck, man.
Hot Off the Wires brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Their nationwide network of lenders can get you up to $1,000 fast, so don't wait. Get the cash you need from WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com. Kanye West says he was just defending himself when he allegedly attacked a photographer at LAX in July. Mm-hmm. According to TMZ, he submitted legal docs saying his safety was in immediate danger. Meanwhile, Yeezy is producing Charlie Wilson's upcoming album. Oh, and this might explain why Kanye's latest CD hasn't sold much. He says Yeezy was about what frustration sounds like, and his goal is to push the limits of hip-hop. He also says he's reached the glass ceiling of his career, and listen to this. He's going to channel his creativity into designing everything from water bottles to architecture. Cool. Hey, it looks like we're going to be getting
more.
Is that
after he watches the daffodils grow?
Sounds like it. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to get a Kanye West water bottle. Looks like we'll be getting more acting on the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians because Khloe Kardashian is waiting to decide the fate of her marriage to Lamar Odom until after filming is completed and reportedly doesn't want any relationship drama to play on TV. So how is this a reality show? She's going through this right now, but she's pretending she's not. I don't know how people watch that show. I really don't. I'm sorry. I'm not hating. I don't get it, but you know it's fake. She's going through a divorce and she's not going to talk about it. Her man is on drugs and she's not going to talk about it during the whole season of filming. It's just dumb. MIA is clapping back at the NFL, who wants her to pay $1.5 million for putting up the middle finger. She posted a video on YouTube pointing out the fact that the supposedly moral league didn't seem to think there was anything wrong with, in her words, the scantily clad young girls dancing provocatively around the stage during
she's
the halftime
show.
She says she's being scapegoated by the NFL and calls the entire legal battle a waste of time and money. Wow. Nothing but an attempt to show off their power.
Wow.
Trina's on the road to recovery after reportedly fainting in Florida. She was at the airport. She had passed out as soon as she got off the plane due to dehydration and overexertion.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Hey, I don't know where Rihanna's partying in Thailand, but it don't sound like a place I want to be.
That sounds like the Hangover movie.
She tweeted, quote, either I was wasted last night or I saw a Thai woman pull a live bird, two turtles, razor, shoot darts, and ping pong out of her privates.
Wow.
The bird, these aren't the words she used.
Yeah.
The bird feathers were all damp. She says, and then she tried to turn water into Coke in her privates.
Wow.
Then she wrote, all I'm saying is the water went in and soda came out. She's, if Rihanna says she's traumatized, you know it was bad.
She's on something.
That's cherry coke.
Super Ken. Russ, why is his mic still on?
I have no idea.
Why is his mic still on?
I have no idea.
Okay, let me tell you this real quick.
Yeah.
Love and Hip Hop's K. Michelle must have made some dough because the IRS just hit her with a $52,000 tax lien for 2008-2009. But here's what happened. Remember 2008, she first came out, released that single with Missy, but then her career kind of disappeared. But it's now back, so she can go and get on that payment plan.
Go ahead now.
Speaking of, guess who's reportedly joining Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Who?
Young Jock. Because he's dating Carly Red. That's what they say. R. Kelly's performing everywhere. We hear he performed at a pool party at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas over the weekend, and the crowd supposedly went crazy for him. They were loving him.
All right now.
Even Stevie Wonder Russ can see that the Marvin Gaye family's not going to get nothing for their Robin Thicke lawsuit.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Stevie told TMZ that their crappy lawyers getting them into a lawsuit that they cannot win.
They can't, because you know what? It's as much as you guys want to say it, it's not the same.
I already told y'all that.
All right.
I already told you. Lastly, you know, Jay-Z and Timbaland like kind of made up. Right. Not only have they made up, but they're going to share the stage this fall. They're going like on the Magna Carta World Tour together. Not all of them, but a few of the dates. So that's kind of cool.
Good.
Hey, Drake's new CD is on shelves today. I'm Al Fridas. That's Hot Off the Wire. You want more stuff? Go to therestofourmorningshow.com and hit me up via Twitter @FridasFlix.